Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fourth Seat Podcast. Today, we have the special segment, The Fourth Umpire, the first episode of 2020. So, Happy New Year to all the Fourth Umpire listeners, all 20 of you. And today, we have a special set of guests with us today. We have with us Sagar and Ajinkya from the world famous North Stand gang. Hi guys.
Hey, hi Aditya. Sagar here. Pleased to be here.
Yeah, hi, this is Ajinkya.
And we also have Mayuk with us.
Hello guys. First of all, thanks Sagar and Ajinkya so that you could, you know, you made time for us. We are really privileged to have you here. And just to put it out there for our listeners, the reason we have Sagar and Ajinkya here from the North Stand gang is we want to discuss, you know, not just about cricket, not just about Mumbai cricket, but also something that connects all of us together. That is the North Stand of the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. All of us have very special memories associated with it. So why not take it forward from this point where Ajinkya, perhaps, you know, you could tell us how North Stand gang came into being, what's the history, and what do you guys actually do as part of a group?
Yeah, thanks Mayuk. Thanks for inviting us to start off with. It's our pleasure to be here and discuss cricket with you guys. We share a common passion, that is cricket, and it's our pleasure to be here. So talking about North Stand gang. So as you might know, Wankhede Stadium is known for its loud atmosphere, the hyper atmosphere which it creates. And North Stand was always known for the spectators, the knowledgeable spectators it hosted. So all the people who follow Mumbai cricket, follow India cricket very thoroughly, those who know in the intricacies, used to sit in North Stand and watch the cricket in the early stages. So yeah. So traditionally these have been the staunch supporters as well as the strong critics of the Mumbai cricket or in the India cricket. So in the later stages, this crowd became what's known to be very hostile to foreign tourists. Who came to Mumbai to play their match. Initially, mobile phones were not there, and later when they were there, they were not allowed due to security reasons. In 2009. Mm-hmm. When the Brabons India versus Sri Lanka test started, it was the first time mobile phones were introduced. They were allowed inside the stadium. So Anish, one of our founder members, he knew a lot of people who used to come regularly and to see the matches, and they used to sit together, shout together, go home, and disperse. They were not They were never in touch and never coordinated. So Anish took their phone numbers for everyone. And he created a group wherein they used to coordinate and watch all the matches. That gave birth to the North Stand gang. So December 2009, India-Sri Lanka match was the first match which was cheered by a formal North Stand gang, which you are seeing now. And yeah, the journey started from there.
Wasn't there a North Stand gang sort of a community on Orkut back then? Like in 2008 or 7, roughly around that time, when Orkut was a thing. So does the gang have members from that going back then? Might be a very niche question, but yeah.
So even I am actually in the North Stand gang via the North Stand Orkut community. So there was a community, but as I said, there were not planned events like let's plan a match, let's plan this seat number. I'm going to sit on this seat and cheer for India. I'm coming for the match. These are our members who are going to coordinate and come. So the community was only for nostalgia, I believe, on Orkut, and there were only discussions happening on past matches. There were no plans for the future, and there was no plans for making it big. So it was not formal, but it was just a nostalgia trip where people who used to sit in North Stand used to discuss cricket, and it was like an extension of the stadium discussions. So I found North Stand members through that community, and I found Anish through that community. I found a couple of other members through that community, and hence we are here. So yeah, it was there, but there were no plans for watching matches together, a synchronized effort to like go in the stadium and chant together as a group.
So going back to the venue itself, right? So Sagar, so you have been watching cricket at the Wankhede well before a formal North Stand Gang took shape, right? So are your like the early memories of cricket watching experience at the Wankhede, both before and after the renovation, basically?
So I think my first match at Wankhede was back in 2001, the India-Australia Test match. So again, it was a historic series. Steve Waugh again calling it the final frontier and everything. And then the immense build-up, especially after that 98-ka series which was there. So 2001 and Indian cricket coming out of a crisis back then. So it was an immense series for us, and so I think I remember watching that match from Vijay Merchant Stand, and then over the next few years I've watched one or two matches from the North Stand, and then eventually when I actually met up with the gang, it was in the 2011 West Indies Test match. Okay, so I think if I have to describe the experience of watching it from anywhere else and watching it from the North Stand, I think in terms of the view that we have, in terms of actually watching cricket, North Stand gives you one of the best views possible because you actually sit right behind the bowler. So it's like watching over the bowler's arm and you get a view of the whole field altogether. So you're not watching it at an angle, you're watching it straight. You see the stumps and the wicket in front of you, which is the perfect angle to view the cricket. That is one aspect. And the other aspect is the crowd, of course. Because in test matches, what happens is there are periods wherein the match progresses at a very fast pace, but of course there are longer periods wherein the pace is very slow. The pace of the match, there are many maiden overs, no boundaries and all, nothing to cheer about. But then this is where a group of people who chant together, who you know, make some noise together, you keep yourself entertained and keep you in the game. So that kind of adds to the experience of watching cricket from the North Stand.
Yeah, I mean, because you spoke about experience and you said that initially you watched, your first viewing experience was in the Vijay Merchant Stand. So that actually reminded me of, you know, the reason I always went to North Stand and the connection that I made is because two things. One, I may be wrong here, but I initially during my college days had the impression that North Stand Gang was full of college students. So it is possibly because the test matches tickets to the North Stand were slightly cheaper than the Garhwara Pavilion or the other ones. I'm not sure, but I always felt the tickets were cheaper in North Stand, and perhaps all the college janta was accumulating in North Stand, and that's why all the chanting started. And
Carry on.
Yeah, so वो एक रीजन था और दूसरा रीजन ये है कि इट कुड बी अ सिली रीजन कि ईस्ट और वेस्ट स्टैंड पे बहुत धूप आता है पूरा दिन. सो यू हैव सन दैट राइजेस फ्रॉम द ईस्ट एंड देन सेट्स इन द वेस्ट, बट साउथ और नॉर्थ में धूप कम आता है. तो टेस्ट मैचेस में यू पीछे चले गए तो थोड़ा शेड होगा. तो आई थिंक दैट वॉज वन थिंग दैट अट्रैक्टेड मी इनिशियली टू नॉर्थ स्टैंड. एंड उसके बाद जब व्हेन आई वेंट देयर सब कॉलेज के स्टूडेंट्स चैंटिंग शुरू हुआ एंड ऑल, देन आई गॉट एडिक्टेड to the, you know, the feeling and the euphoria associated with North Stand itself. So, I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but this was my very initial assumptions.
So guys, I'll tell you my first experience in North Stand. So this was in 2005, India versus South Africa. I don't know how much you remember of this.
Last one day of the series, like 2-all draw.
Yes. So us match mein kya hua tha? Us match mein, I believe why the North Stand is famous and the public from North Stand who cheer are famous. Like historically, they used to sledge these players badly. Bahut bahut le lete the inki. Aur ye log English mein लेते थे, मतलब दे लाइक द अपोजिशन शुड अंडरस्टैंड I remember South Africa in 2005 were like just practicing in front of us, and these guys like chilla chilla rahe the, yaar, who the F is Callis? And like so it was
ये फन इसमें है कि नॉट ओनली ऑपोजिशन का, हम लोग ब्रेक में कभी कभी खुद के प्लेयर्स को भी थोड़ा बहुत स्लेज करते थे. आई मीन 2008 इंडिया वर्सेस इंग्लैंड टेस्ट, अनफॉर्चुनेटली इंडिया लॉस्ट. मॉन्टी पनेसर एंड ग्रैम स्वान आई थिंक डिफीटेड अस. वो आई क्लियरली रिमेम्बर मिडिल सेशन लाइक आफ्टर लंच प्लेयर्स केम आउट टू द फील्ड एंड एंटायर नॉर्थ स्टैंड गैंग वॉज पॉइंटिंग टूवर्ड्स युवराज एंड आस्किंग युवराज की बहन कौन, किम शर्मा, किम शर्मा. सो ऑफकोर्स at that time, and then and Yuvraj is looking back at us, and I think why are
so, so when the North End guys got used to get bored of some player, like he used to defend and not show attacking instinct. So Mumbai cricket is all about attack and not defend. Attacking mentality ka hai. So jab koi defend karta tha aur jo so jata tha wicket pe, to fir North End mein se log chillate the ki, so if it the player was Wasim Zafar Ghariza aayi bolavte, like Wasim Zafar go home, your mom is calling you now.
This particular game that you are talking about has added context, because just a game before that was in Calcutta where the crowd boos in. Boos Rahul Dravid's side because Ganguly is not part of the
team. And Smith says that I felt like I was playing in Johannesburg.
Johannesburg, yeah, exactly. That game, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, I've been talking about experiences. I guess, Sagar, you could chip in here as well, among both of you. Between test matches and one day, do you have a preference? Like, what would be the, let's say someone has not watched a test match or a one day in Wankhede, kabhi bhi wo Wankhede aaya nahi, which would be your recommendation? Ki aake test match dekho, enjoy karo, ya one day dekho, internationals mein, ya T20 for that matter. Like, which recommendation would you give to a person who has never been to Wankhede for the atmosphere?
So this actually depends on the person. तो अगर मेरे को कोई मिलता है और बोलेगा कि ऐसा है कि मैंने मेरे को टेस्ट मैच देखना है या वनडे, मैंने कभी मैच नहीं देखा स्टेडियम में, तो पहले तो मैं बोलूंगा कि भाई तेरे को कौन सा फॉर्मेट अच्छा लगता है, या फिर आई जस्ट आस्क कि तेरे को प्लेयर्स किस टाइप के अच्छे लगते हैं. तो वो बोलता है कि भाई मेरे को तो केएल राहुल है और अपना हार्दिक पांड्या एंड ऑल है. तो मैं बोला भाई ठीक है, तू T20 देख ले, ओडीआई देख ले. लेकिन वो बोलेगा कि ठीक है, आई लाइक वॉचिंग पुजारा बैट, आई लाइक पहले टाइम्स में आई लाइक वॉचिंग राहुल द्रविड़ बैट और समथिंग. फिर बोलेंगे, फिर आई कुड टेल, हाँ भाई ठीक है तू टेस्ट मैच देख ले. सो इट एक्चुअली मतलब आई पर्सनली बिलीव दैट अ लॉट कि क्रिकेट, जिसको क्रिकेट पसंद है ना, उसको कोई भी टाइप का मैच देखने में कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं होता. तो टेस्ट मैच जाओ, ओडीआई जाओ, T20 जाओ, ठीक है, मजा ही आने वाला. लेकिन जिसको पीपल नाउ हैव देयर प्लेयर फेवरेट्स और यू नो दे डोंट लाइक टू सी बैट्समैन डिफेंडिंग और यू नो दे डोंट लाइक टू सी अ बॉलर बॉलिंग अ मेडन ओवर कि अरे यार ये क्या पक रहा है ना, ये क्या मेडन ओवर, एक रन नहीं, कुछ नहीं, क्या हो रहा है. तो ऐसे लोगों को टेस्ट मैच देख के दे आर नॉट गोइंग टू एंजॉय इट एट ऑल.
Absolutely.
So it depends. But then again, if you have to watch a test match, come watch with us at North Stand. So, awesome. You will end up having
but
fun.
But I have like an additional thing to add there. So a lot of people, very commonly, whenever you go to a stadium, you would have this four friends who will ask you, "Arey, kya ground mein jaake kya match dekhne ka? TV mein 10 replay dekh sakta hai." So any word that you want to say to them, like as to what is the added experience of the stadium? Because
so Aditya, I'll like to answer that question. So kaise hota hai na, when you enter into a stadium and when you get involved in the match and when a wicket falls, it you feel like you have contributed to that wicket. Like so last time in so I'll give you an example of India versus West Indies T20, which happened a month back. तो उसमें क्या हुआ था, इंडिया वर ऑलरेडी स्कोर लाइक इंडिया हैड ऑलरेडी स्कोर्ड हैंडसमली लाइक मोर देन 200 रन्स इन 20 ओवर्स एंड वेस्ट इंडीज हैड टू चेस. सो स्टार्ट में वानखेड़े क्राउड वाज सो लाउड एंड इट वाज चैंटिंग फॉर मोहम्मद शमी एंड मोहम्मद शमी टुक विकेट. देन शिवम दुबे केम, शिवम दुबे वेंट फॉर रन्स, देन ही वेंट टू आई थिंक सम सो लॉन्ग ऑन और समथिंग एंड ही वॉज फील्डिंग देयर एंड ही वॉज राइट इन फ्रंट ऑफ नॉर्थ स्टैंड एंड crowd were like quiet, and like they suddenly became quiet because the proceedings were like he just went for a lot of runs and crowd didn't like that. But then Virat Kohli like egged the crowd that please cheer for India. He's just he just pointed towards the crest on his shirt, and he just pointed at North Stand and he said like, come on guys, what are you doing? And then the whole Wankhede erupted like a volcano. And then the next ball, Shivam Dubey took a stunner of a catch. And then the whole Wankhede crowd was like, Shivam Dubey, Shivam Dubey. And it was like goosebumps type of atmosphere. And then Shivam Dubey ko bhi zara shayad shy laga ki yaar mera naam to pehli baar main sun raha hu, itne sare log le rahe ek saath. So he didn't know how to react. So Kohli usko jaake bolta hai, bhai, flying kiss the crowd ko, crowd shant ho jayega. तेरा काम बन जाएगा. एंड देन शिवम गिव्स अ फ्लाइंग किस टू द क्राउड एंड देन क्राउड इज थैंक यू सो दैट काइंड ऑफ एटमॉस्फेयर यू कांट गेट एट होम यार मतलब
या या एंड आई थिंक सो आई विल ऐड वन और टू मोर पॉइंट्स हियर कि तो उसमें क्या होता है ना स्टेडियम में यू आर इन्वॉल्वड इन द गेम टीवी पे तुम देख रहे हो तुम आराम से बैठ रहे हो यू आर नॉट मतलब ठीक एंड देन द वेरी फैक्ट कि ठीक है मिस हो गया बॉल ये ओवर मिस हो गया तो रिप्ले देख सकते हैं पता चल जाएगा अच्छा विकेट गिरा कैसे गिरा तो ठीक है रिप्ले में आ ही जाएगा सो यू आर नॉट टोटली इन्वॉल्व इन द गेम स्टेडियम में क्या होता है कि यू डोंट वॉन्ट टू मिस अ सेकेंड ऑफ द एक्शन स्पेशली इन अ वन डे और इन अ टी ट्वेंटी ये हर एक बॉल पे कुछ ना कुछ होने वाला है ठीक है तो वो एक पार्ट है दैट इन्वॉल्वमेंट इज देयर और दूसरा बात ये है कि फॉर प्योरिस्ट ऑल्सो सो मतलब फॉर एग्जाम्पल समवन लाइक मी तो मेरे लिए अगर कोई डिफेंड भी करता है तो आई टेल यू माई पर्सनल एक्सपीरियंस अगेन एनी फास्ट बॉलर स्टीमिंग इन सो इन दैट सीरीज इट वॉज डेमियन फ्लेमिंग और ग्लेन मैकग्रा हो गया वेस्ट इंडीज का सीरीज में तभी फिडेल एडवर्ड्स था उनका एक्सप्रेस फास्ट बॉलर था एंड दे स्टीमिंग इन राइट फ्रॉम द बाउंड्री वो फिडेल एडवर्ड्स तो बाउंड्री से भाग के जाता था एंड राहुल द्रविड डेड बैटिंग इट विद द साउंड ऑफ टॉक talk and that sound resonating in the stadium you can't get that at home that feeling you can't get that at home that piece of wood which makes that sound when someone like Dravid is presenting a dead straight bat
and that's very clear right that sound is something which strikes you and the other thing which generally there are these little things which you notice when you are only at the stadium so the बैट स्टिकर ग्लिसनिंग एक साइड से सनलाइट आ रहा है बैट स्टिकर से रिफ्लेक्शन आ रहा है क्राउड में मतलब उतना सटल थिंग्स यू एक्चुअली नोटिस ओनली व्हेन यू आर एट द ग्राउंड एंड द फर्स्ट थिंग दैट यू नोटिस इज द मोमेंट यू एंटर वांखेड़े द एंटायर प्लेइंग एरिया लुक्स मच स्मॉलर देन यू इमेजिन इन योर हेड
Exactly.
So I don't know if you guys felt that too because I have gone to two of these grounds Wankhede and DY Patil On TV, it looks like a much bigger playing surface. And a couple of years back, I had the opportunity to just go to the Lord's Cut Museum tour. And once you enter the ground, it feels like, matlab, itna chota ground hai, ye toh maidan ki tarah hai humare iska. But TV makes it feel like humongous, right, in some sense.
And one other point which I'd like to add, ki hum log jab TV mein dekhte hai na, The field placements, captain shifting is personal from one point to another point. And the field placement and the strategy, you get more involved in that. You actually know what he's trying to do. Like, actually know that he's going to bowl a bouncer. So, he's got a man deep in the deep inside, like side. You can actually, and even a batsman. So, for example, the David Warner played excellently on Tuesday. So we were like in awe of his field, his placement. So the way he actually picked the gash in the ground, you actually get a better view of that inside the stadium rather on TV. Because TV, you get only the pitch view. In here, in the ground, you have a full ground to see. And then you can see David Warner like just picking gaps at ease. And the ball just racing to the boundary. Nothing better side than a batsman in his full flourish. And picking gaps on the field where you have full view of the stadium.
Yeah. Awesome, guys. I mean, we got such a brilliant description of, not just watching cricket from Wankhede, but like being at the ground and being involved as such, which I feel in any sport. And I think it's something that every sports lover should experience. And you guys have the fortune of experiencing it multiple times at the One Cray. I think at this time, we'll just take a very short drinks break. Wo 15 over ke baad hum log jo lete cricket field mein. So we'll take a short break and then we'll come back with some more with chat around the One Cray Stadium. So stay tuned.
Yeah, fir T20 fans ho to strategic timeout.
Okay, guys, nice to have you back once again. We were talking about experiences in One Cray, and one of the things that comes back to recent memory is 2013 India versus West Indies match at One Cray, which happened
not
to be,
so recent, by the way.
Not so. Hey, 7-7 saal ho gaya ye match ko. So, Ajinkya, we have been told ki you have a very, very special memory of this episode. So, would you share that with us?
Yes, I do have a special memory actually, and not in front of my wife. My wife doesn't. It's not so special for my wife actually. She hates me for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the thing was this happened. Ki mera shaadi ho gaya tha 20th November 2013 ko fixed date, and it was fixed like 8-10 months before. And Sachin retired, I think, on 10th of October 2013, 1 month before retirement announcement. And the history arranged a series for him. Praying that I just want to be there. I can't cancel my marriage for Sachin's match, but I want to be there anyhow. So luckily, ज़्यादा हो जाएगा. So so नसीब से मेरे, I think 13th. Of 14th November ko, I think last match test match start hua Vankhede mein.
Start hua. Right.
And maine bola yaar, if this test match goes for 5 days, I'm done. I can't see him going out one last time. I can't hear him talk for the one last time live. West Indies से ज़्यादा उम्मीद नहीं था, पर मेरे को मेरे नसीब पे पूरा भरोसा था कि यार, it has always gone wrong for me when I wish some things, and it can't go much wrong here because like it's almost clashing with my wedding. So I was already off my office, तो मैंने छुट्टी ले लिया था कि मेरे को शादी का preparations करना है, and I took my leaves from 12th of November. And this match started, then I was in stadium for thank God West Indies got bundled up so quickly. On day 3, I was wishing that aaj hi match khatam ho jaye aur aaj hi mere ko ghar jaane ko bhejo, because next day was my Sangeet. So and my friends were arriving from Bangalore, Delhi, or either other side, and they were asking me, boss, kidhar hai tu, kidhar hai, we are at your home, where are you? And I'm like, don't disturb me, Sachin is, I'm crying, Sachin is he's there, uska mereko disturb mat karo tum. And my, like, are you crazy, you're not at home, it's your wedding, you are supposed to have your Sangeet tomorrow. I said, yaar, bahut ho gaya, tum log mereko
ye apna ye match ka man of the match tumko dena chahiye tha. you should have been man of the match.
So
basically hua ki, go ahead.
I'll tell this to my wife, that like, she allowed me to like bunk all the preparations and arrive on the very last day of my wedding after Sachin finished his test match or finished his career. And I proudly say this, that one day before my marriage, my childhood retired.
Arey, you think of it this way, Sachin ended one innings and you started a new one on that particular day. That's, I would think, amazing way to look at it. And what a special experience, man. Thanks for sharing that with us.
But how was the feeling last me when he got out? Like, it was too much to expect, na, for it to end with a century.
It was too much to expect, but it was like, yeah, everything is falling perfectly because his cover drives were coming up. He was not in a good form leading.
There were a couple of state drives also, na?
So, matlab, he was not in his best form when he entered. But that test match was like, ARAQ retire ho raha yaar. This guy is, you know, such a good nick. He's hitting those cover drives. So what happened back in 2012 England match ke time pe, he hit one straight drives towards us, and we all started crying.
I was at the North Stand.
We were all thinking that, yaar, this is the last time we are watching him, watching the straight drive live inside the stadium, and we all started crying. But then this happened, and then he started hitting those cover drives, those straight drives, and we were like, "Arey yaar, he should play more. Yaar, he's back to his best." And you remember, he was overnight 35 not out, I think, something. Yeah, And next day he completed his 50, and this was his headline and headline outside, on the newspaper outside the CST station. Bharat Band, today everyone will be watching the match. Nobody will be watching going to the office. And actually, there were a lot of crowd outside Vankhede just to catch a glimpse of him that day. And
so, did you boo Pujara that day?
No.
For walking into bed?
We don't remember doing that because we were so excited because of what was in store and what was expected. And actually, MCA did a very good job. BCCI did a very good job that day. Because postal stamp ka inauguration hua tha, there were like hoardings of Sachin's hundreds all over Vankhede. Bahar ek photo booth tha, Sachin ka idol tha. There were a lot of things happening. Like it was like a fun fair kind of atmosphere. It was so good. Like people were happy, just happy to be there.
So I think we have a good opportunity to clear some confusion with the cricket fans of India. I think at one point of time, I think this was 2008 or even 2006, after that, there was allegations that the Vankhede crowd was booing Sachin. So my point of view is ki I was in that match, and I think the crowd was booing the Barmy Army. जो लोग सचिन के विकेट पे सेलिब्रेट कर रहे थे तो एज सचिन वाज वॉकिंग आउट बार्मी आर्मी वाज सेलिब्रेटिंग एंड द एंटायर स्टेडियम एंड स्पेशली द नॉर्थ स्टैंड वाज बूइंग द बार्मी आर्मी एंड नॉट सचिन हिमसेल्फ तो आई मीन डिड यू गाइस कम अक्रॉस दिस क्रिटिसिज्म की वानखड़े इज बूइंग सचिन आई डोंट थिंक दैट इज पॉसिबल
राइट आई विल टेक दैट क्वेश्चन सो व्हाट हैपेंड वाज यू आर परफेक्टली राइट इन योर असेसमेंट इट वाज द बार्मी आर्मी हु वाज सेलिब्रेटिंग आफ्टर सचिन गॉट आउट एंड इट वाज अ वेरी क्रिटिकल पॉइंट ऑलवेज इन सचिन्स करियर इट हैज बीन अ क्रिटिकल पॉइंट व्हेन सचिन
एंडरसन एलबीडब्ल्यू
ने निकाला था तो इट वाज वेरी क्रिटिकल पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम इन दैट मैच की हम लोग मतलब वो टेस्ट मैच इट वाज लाइक सचिन वाज स्टैंडिंग बिटवीन इंग्लैंड एंड द टेस्ट मैच एंड व्हेन सचिन गॉट आउट बार्मी आर्मी सेलिब्रेटेड इट लाइक एनीथिंग एंड द नॉर्थ स्टैंड गाइस डिडंट लाइक इट एंड दे वर लाइक बूइंग द बार्मी आर्मी एंड सम पीपल इन द प्रेस बॉक्स हु वर इनसाइड द एयर कंडीशनिंग थॉट इट वाज देम बूइंग सचिन दे थॉट इट वाज अ गुड स्टोरी बेसिकली That if yeah, we like write something like this, it will become a headline, and it did become a headline, and it became a wrong notion for
all the wrong reasons. Yeah, that's for all the wrong reasons. Right?
And 2006 is also when that Endulkar headline happened.
I think it was the Endulkar was in Pakistan series when in Karachi test match which Irfan Pathan took a hat trick and India's batting failed after in the first and second innings. So at that point of time, I think Sachin like ducked a ball and it touched his bat and keeper caught that ball. And then next day, Times of India came up with that headline of Endulkar.
So I guess talking about Sachin, I think this is a good segue to the next thing that I want to talk about with you guys. That would be, we have seen so many stars and great cricketers coming out of Mumbai. I would just like your assessment of the current crop of Mumbai cricketers. Let's say after Rohit Sharma, you now have Shreyas Iyer, Shardul Thakur, who are trying to cement their place in the team, and we have on other side we have Prithvi Shaw unfortunately coming in the news for all the wrong reasons. So Sagar and Ajinkya, I mean, would you guys want to chip in with your assessment of the current crop of Mumbai cricketers that you would like to watch someday from Vankhede playing for the country in many important matches?
So domestic cricket in Mumbai has always been the the preschool from where they graduate and they play the Ranji and then they play for India. And the robust structure that Mumbai has in terms of its clubs, its maidans, and the quality of cricket that goes around. And the new players that you talked about, I think Shreyas is there, Prithvi is there. We missed talking about Surya Kumar Yadav. He's an exceptional guy when it comes to and especially the form that he is in.
Yes. We look forward to seeing him in Indian colors very soon.
Absolutely. So I mean, of course, these guys will keep on making headlines and all. But we also you know as a fan group, we also do not overlook the players who could not make it big. So in our attempts, we try to attend Ranji matches because that is where these guys, they are coming up from. They need some kind of support, some kind of encouragement there. So we try and attend Ranji matches. So the latest one, I think around 7-8 of us had attended the last Ranji match in Mumbai at BKC. It was Mumbai versus Karnataka. We lost that game, but in spite of Achinkya Rahane and Surya playing that game, but still 7 to 8 guys of us were there at the BKC ground cheering on for the team. So, so that has always been there. And so trust me when I tell this to you, that one of our members had spotted Prithvi Shaw as a 12 or 13 year old at Azad Maidan. And almost so Prithvi is now, I think, 20 rahega, 19 ya 20 saal ka rahega. So around 8 years back. Yeah, so around 8 years back, this guy at Azad Maidan, he told us ki yaar dekh lo, ye India khelega. Tabhi 8 saal pehle, ki usko usne just Azad Maidan mein batting karte hue dekha. To he tweeted that at that time.
Oh, okay, amazing. Yeah, so this speaks volumes of the cricket watching janta of Mumbai. So maidan cricket culture, club cricket culture, you know, we have read so much about it in books from Sanjay Manjrekar, Sachin Tendulkar, Sunny Gavaskar. So wo culture abhi bhi waisa hai? Do you see any change?
So I'll take that question, Sagar. So we had this book launch of Anindya he has wrote a book on spinners, and where we had this good fortune to have a communication or have a conversation with Dilip Vengsarkar and Paddy Shivalkar, who were Mumbai and India stalwarts. Achha. Paddy was obviously, of course, somebody, the greatest person not to play the in India jersey. So I asked this question to Dilip Vengsarkar, that what do you see, what's going wrong in Mumbai cricket these days? Because obviously the others are coming up, and Mumbai cricket seems to have hit that grey patch wherein they are not, things are not coming off well for them. So what he said was very interesting. So what Dilip said was, earlier in the days, there was not so much of international cricket and club cricket. So what these guys used to do, the Mumbai greats like Sunny Gavaskar, Vijay Manzrekar, Dari Contractor, all those guys who played for Mumbai, used to come and play for their employers or the clubs, like Mafatlals and others. So what happened was, these guys who were used to play in grassroots levels, like the Maidans and the nets of Shivaji Park, the nets of Azad Maidan, the nets of Hinslam Gymkhana. So these guys used to actually have a direct conversation with these international players and used to benefit directly from their experience and their journey. That doesn't happen anymore, because the international players don't have much time actually to come back and connect with the domestic players or connect with the players who are actually playing on Maidans, the ordinary guys who are actually starting to come up. So that is the main difference he spotted as the main critical thing, criteria that Mumbai is like hit that grey patch wherein like Mumbai is not doing that well in the Ranji Trophy or the domestic cricket, like it used to rule back in 40, 50 years.
Because Mumbai always had this, on top of the international lot, we always had the Amol Muzumdars of the world also, right? Another rung who could have played for India but never could. So
just a guy who was born in the wrong time period, wrong decade. Wo 10 saal pehle ya 10 saal baad mein agar aata, to wo aaj ke time pe he was a guy jo internationally test mein 30 centuries aaram se maar ke jata tha.
Yeah, even I'll extend that to even say Wasim Jafar also didn't get. He could still have played a lot more for India.
उसने डेब्यू तो किया अमोल के लिए बहुत ज्यादा बुरा लगता है एटलीस्ट हम लोग को नॉर्थ स्टैंड को ना हम लोग का सो इनफैक्ट वी हैव हैड अ वेरी गुड फॉर्चून of meeting a lot of cricketers recently, in the recent past only. So domestic or even international. So हम लोग VVS Lakshman से मिले recently, Sunny Gavaskar से मिले, and but it all started with Amol. So and Amol holds a very special place in our hearts, क्योंकि जो मैंने बोला ना पहले कि हम लोग ऐसे नहीं है कि we revere or we worship only the players who've played international, because some of us who've played the game know the kind of efforts you have to put in to actually make it even to a Ranji level. और उसके बाद में जाके आप international खेलते हो. और someone like Amol Muzumdar, who has been a giant in domestic circuit, has to be given that kind of respect.
And the fact that he got recognized by South Africa recently and they had him as a batting consultant was something which is refreshing, right? Because he, on his Crickinfo appearances and stuff like that, he has always seemed to be like a very articulate voice of the game also.
Yeah. He's got brilliant analytical mind of cricket, and in fact that whole generation, jo generation 90s early 2000s mein Mumbai ke liye khela na, to name a few, Amol Muzumdar, Sairaj Bahutule, Paras Mamre, Nilesh Kulkarni, Abhi Kuruvilla.
Nilesh Kulkarni, by the way, was the only celebrity from my part of the city.
Oh yes.
He's a Dombivli kar.
मैं थाने से हूं, तो थाने में देयर वाज अभिजीत काले एंड आविष्कार सालवी.
आविष्कार सालवी इज फ्रॉम थाने.
सो बट दीज आर द गाइज. मतलब ऐसा था कि ये लोग अगर तो उस टाइम पे, इफ यू गाइज रिमेम्बर, देयर यूज्ड टू बी अ कोटा सिस्टम. जोनल कोटा हुआ करता था. वेस्ट जोन का कोटा, ईस्ट जोन का कोटा, एंड दैट इज द रीजन मेनी ऑफ दिस गाइज मिस्ड आउट, यू नो, क्योंकि नहीं तो फिर देयर वाज नो वे दिस गाइज कुड हैव मिस्ड आउट प्लेइंग इंडिया. साइरस बहुतुले कोई देख लो, द ओनली रीजन ही कुड नॉट प्ले इंडिया वॉज कुमले एस्टेब्लिश हो गया था, बट बहुतुले वॉज अ फैंटास्टिक स्पिनर.
बहुतुले इन टुडेज डे एंड एज वुड हैव मेड फॉर अ गुड आईपीएलिश क्रिकेट.
Absolutely. And leg spinners are in vogue nowadays. Every IPL team wants to have one leggy in that.
I genuinely, something which I really find it refreshing through your tweets is that you guys make an attempt to remember all the performances and all the careers of not just the Tendulkars and the Laras of the world, but also the Amol Muzumdars and the Sridhar and Srirams of Indian cricket.
Yes.
Like as much. So yes, I find that to be some of the best cricket content, not just because you guys are on our show, but largely it is some of the most refreshing cricket content that is on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, I think one of the reasons that attracted us to you guys is your Twitter account, where you, in a very non-partisan way, highlight achievements of so many players that we had not even heard of.
Including all the Lance Klusners of the world who gave us a lot of nightmares in the 90s, but...
Right. So actually what...
So
hum log kaisa tha, hum log ka, we have this WhatsApp group, and when we like discuss with our friends, and we, it was like back in the like 2000s, where you used to like in our childhood, or like 10th standard, 11th standard, 12th standard, where you used to actually talk cricket on the ground, we used to play cricket on the ground, aur bahut maza aata tha cricket ki baatein karne mein. और ये हम लोग का वही कंटिन्यूएशन व्हाट्सएप ग्रुप पे चला कि हम लोग क्रिकेट की बातें करते थे. यार यू रिमेम्बर दिस मैच एंड दैट मैच. सो वी लाइक व्हाई वी आर लाइक डिस्कसिंग क्रिकेट ऑन द पर्टिकुलर प्राइवेट चैट, व्हाई कांट वी एक्चुअली डिस्कस इट ऑन ट्विटर, वेयर वी कैन एक्चुअली एक्सपोज आवरसेल्व्स टू अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल हु माइट हैव अ डिफरेंट मेमोरी और माइट हैव समथिंग टू ऐड टू आवर मेमोरीज. सो हेंस वी स्टार्टेड ट्वीटिंग अबाउट व्हाट वी फील एंड व्हाट वी थिंक अबाउट और व्हाट वी रिमेम्बर फ्रॉम अ पर्टिकुलर इंसिडेंट और पर्टिकुलर प्लेयर. And actually, I think that connected with a lot of our audience, and yeah, we have got a good response for that.
I just want to add something to that. So, talking of memories, right? So, have you seen yourself evolve as a cricket fan from, say, back in the, from a partisan fan in the 90s? So, I have a personal this thing in this, that all the Jayasurya and the Saeed Anwar innings, which used to traumatize me back then, today I can actually go back and I tend to look at all the Rob Linda, Anirudh Kalra type videos, and I can actually sit through those now. So I see the game a lot more differently today as opposed to what it was in the 90s. I was only looking at the results growing up, but now I look at the sport entirely differently. How has it changed for you guys?
So, I'll go first with that, Sagar. I'm sorry, I'm like talking a lot before. So what happened, this conversation we were having on Tuesday when we were watching India and Australia, and it was like 10 years ago or 15 years ago when we were all school going kids or college going kids, whatever you can want to call it. But tabhi kaise hota tha yaar, bahut junoon hota tha, matlab yaar, matlab dekhiye jitna hi hai, matlab haar to sakte hi nahi hai. And in that point we used to hate the cricketers who opposition cricketers. तो मतलब किसी को भी यार इंजमा मुल्लक को दिखा दो या किसी को भी सरवकारी ने इसको दिखा दो, गुस्सा आता था पहले देख के, और कुछ नहीं होता था. पर आज हम लोग देखते हैं जाके तो एंजॉय करते हैं व्हाट द यॉर्कर्स एंड द ड्राइव्स सईद अनवर यूज्ड टू पुट इन, वकार के यॉर्कर्स वर बेस्ट इन द वर्ल्ड. तो मतलब इट्स लाइक, सो वी डिस्कस्ड लाइक हाउ इट हैज हैपेंड, लाइक वी आर अप्रिशिएटिंग वार्नर एंड फिंच लाइक प्लेइंग अस टू टेकिंग अस टू क्लीनर्स टुडे, एंड वी आर नॉट एक्चुअली फीलिंग दैट बैड बिकॉज वी आर, इवन इफ वी आर लूजिंग. So we are like, it's about maturity. Maybe the fans in India have matured a lot. Like they don't think, because maybe of IPL, they feel like Warner is from Hyderabad, Finch is from the city he has played. Cities he has played for multiple cities.
So do you think it is a matter of acceptance, or it is just growing older?
I think it is a matter of acceptance, because the same people love Warner thrashing bowlers in IPL, and they can't actually have the polarized view of hating Warner when he does that to India team.
Because something which I never thought I would see was this AB de Villiers ka chant in 2015. Like,
yes,
the reception he got for that 100 that he scored, or a 100 or a 80 or whatever, that they scored this 400 plus in that game, right?
Yes.
So that was something. I never thought that Wankhede would be chanting. So this coming from, I was in part of the North Stand when people got evicted for that Andrew Simons thing, which was quite
appalling.
2007. Going from there to seeing the Wankhede chant for AB de Villiers is quite a change.
Yes, it was. It is actually a change. I think IPL has contributed to that a lot. And as a cricket fans also, we are matured now. Like, we don't have too radical views about opposition players. We try to appreciate the sport as it is. Like, we try to appreciate talent in the opposition as well. And I think Wankhede crowd was actually radical towards the bad boys. Actually, I still remember Wankhede used to clap for all the opposition players when he used to play. Chanting is something which has started recently after IPL, but they used to actually appreciate the opposition team playing well. Like, Mumbai crowd likes opposition doing well and appreciates their effort. So I think now appreciation was there, but chanting has just recently started.
So chanting to matlab North Stand ke liye bahut hi ek iconic cheez hai. Of course, we spoke about Sachin, you know, that is now spread across the world right now. So I mean, and recently on Twitter, you guys shared your video for the chanting towards Rohit Sharma. That was amazing. Any of your favorite chants? Kuch naya mazedar chant aur hai jo humne shayad miss kiya game ke waqt?
Not Wankhede mein aaya bhoot.
Yeah. So as we were talking about how the fans, perspective of viewing the game has evolved from a very biased or a partisan viewership to a more acceptable, and Ajinkya, I think, put it very correctly and very aptly that IPL has played a huge role in, changing that perspective. So similarly, chants bhi usi tarah se evolve hua hai. To pehle aisa tha, jo I think earlier we discussed, North Stand bahut hostile hua karta tha. Matlab, yahan tak ki to, I think, I know this is going on record, but humne North Stand mein baith ke Shane Warne sucks aur McGrath sucks, is tarah ke bhi chants kiye hue hain. To
I think we were having this conversation on Twitter ki 2008 ye last ODI jo maine dekha, India versus Australia, Zaheer Khan ka 6 wala, to even before the toss, Australian team was warming up in front of North Stand, and because of such hostile chants, they had to go away. this had been the history.
Yeah, it was.
So the evolution has currently been is tarah se that now, so rather than getting under the skin of the opposition, it is more over abhi apne players ko hi encourage karo aur unke liye hi chants banao, is tarah ka current trend hai jo North Stand chala raha hai. And on that front, I think there are a few chants which we regularly do in the stadium currently, wherever we go, Pune ho gaya, Mumbai ho gaya, ya kahin pe. To I think Rohit Sharma wala chant to aap logon ne suna hi hoga Twitter pe. And apart from that, we have one for Kohli, we have one for Jadeja. अभी धवन के लिए अच्छा एक किया था कि आज सेंचुरी कौन करेंगे, तो धवन करेंगे इस तरह का.
फैंटास्टिक. अरे एंड समटाइम्स वी आर एबल टू हियर दैट ऑन द माइक्रोफोन इटसेल्फ. कभी कभी नहीं होता है, बट व्हेनेवर वी फाइंड दीज थिंग्स ऑन द माइक्रोफोन, वी इमीडिएटली कनेक्ट टू नॉर्थ स्टैंड. अरे ये आवाज नॉर्थ स्टैंड से ही आ रहा है.
सो जस्ट टू ऐड टू दिस, सो अभी तो यू हैव अ बिग कपल ऑफ इयर्स ना कमिंग अप इन द नेक्स्ट 4 years. सो यू हैव द वर्ल्ड टी ट्वेंटी कमिंग अप, यू हैव द 2023 वर्ल्ड कप एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट. सो डू यू गाइज हैव लाइक बिगर प्लान्स टू गो अक्रॉस अदर वेन्यूज ऑल्सो और ड्यूरिंग दिस बिगर इवेंट्स, और डू यू वॉन्ट टू रेस्ट्रिक्ट यूर सेल्फ टू पुणे एंड मुंबई?
दैट इज द होल आइडिया विच वी आर वर्किंग टू. वी are planning to look for some revenue generating things which we can do, some kind of funding which we can get, because see, I mean, individually all of us can manage to buy tickets and all, but then to manage everything as a group needs a lot of coordination, and of course money is involved. So but the plan is there. The idea of us traveling for a for a few games during the World Cup the at least the iconic venues of India, jaise Chinnaswamy ho gaya, Chennai ho gaya, Eden Gardens ho gaya Kolkata mein, Mohali ho gaya. So our plan is that we should be able to do that. So I mean, fingers crossed, let's hope we can actually do that.
You made a great point ki aisa karne mein, and you know, this is something that Indian cricket will really appreciate ki aisa groups travel kar rahe hain. It requires a lot of investment on your part, time and money. So I mean, of course, I'm sure there is something that, you know, you would want to request the BCCI to look into in terms of what kind of value you are getting as a customer in a stadium. So, I mean, I am sure things have improved over the last 10 years, but there are possibly many things that you want to change, right? So, I mean, what changes would you like to see in a stadium atmosphere for the loyal, you know, audience that is going and watching the match from so far away?
For instance, you guys had a lot to say about the Pune experience recently, right?
Right. So see, I mean... See, at the end of the day, just like in any other, you can say any other aspect or any other social institution in India, cricket may be the typical problems are there. Okay, so jaise ki basic facilities available na hona. So something like drinking water, which should be freely available, is sometimes charged. It is not there. So, baad mein ab parking space. It is amply available for the VIPs, but general janta ke liye, hum log ke liye parking space aise 2-3 kilometer dur rahega Pune mein especially, to wahan se 3 kilometer 4 kilometer chal ke aao dhoop mein. And apart from that, bahut sare stadiums mein, even Wankhede for that matter, kafi sari seats local clubs ke liye reserved hoti hai. So actual public ko jo सीट अलॉटमेंट होता है, तो इफ आई एम नॉट रॉन्ग, अभी करंटली जो वानखेड़े का सीटिंग कैपेसिटी है अराउंड मैक्सिमम 33,000 के आसपास रहेगा, उसके अंदर से ओनली 1/3 सीट्स एक्चुअली गो लाइव फॉर सेल. Two thirds are you know given to the clubs sponsors, or you know just
IPL, it is 1/6.
Yeah, sponsors and everything. Absolutely. So going ahead, we would love the BCCI doing something about it so that fans ko tickets mile. पहले तो टिकट्स अवेलेबल हो अच्छे से ऑन अ कन्वीनियंट प्लेटफॉर्म. अभी ऑनलाइन वगैरह तो आ गया, तो वो तो हो जाता है अच्छे से, बट नंबर ऑफ टिकट्स शुड बी मोर. एंड अपार्ट फ्रॉम दैट बेसिक फैसिलिटीज जैसे पानी है प्रॉपर क्लीन एंड हाइजीनिक वॉशरूम्स यू नो तो दीज थिंग्स आर आई डोंट थिंक दिस इज टू मच टू आस्क फॉर अभी आज के टाइम में वी आर इन 2020 नाउ तो एंड एस्पेशली इफ यू आर लुकिंग एट होस्टिंग टू वर्ल्ड कप्स ये चीजें होनी चाहिए बाकी बाकी तो ठीक है बाकी वी विल टेक केयर ऑफ एवरीथिंग गेटिंग दैट एटमोसफियर गोइंग एंड एवरीथिंग वो हम लोग कर लेंगे लेकिन बेसिक चीजों को सही करो Baki things will fall in place.
I had something else to add to that, and it's just a question that I wanted to ask. So, for all the money that we have, as a spectator sport, cricket is still very unorganized, right? As opposed to how it is in terms of how we design our calendar. Compare ours to England and Australia, for example. We don't even know when to expect the next test match at Wankhede or when a person someone in Calcutta doesn't know when he expects another test match in Eden, for example. So none of us know that. So we just keep guessing. Yeah. And even when there is a test match, it is announced like a couple of months before and people are rushing around to buy tickets a week before the
match. Array, people are rescheduling their weddings.
Yeah. So in fact, again, I'll ask Ajinkya only to kind of elaborate on this because Ajinkya is one of our, you can say, our head coordinator for updating when the tickets will go live, when the match is scheduled. So he kind of you won't believe the kind of effort this guy puts in. You know, he'll prepare a Excel sheet banata hai. So we have around 6-7 volunteers rehte hum log ki har koi because there is a cap on how many tickets you can book. तो एक बंदे को 4 या 5 टिकट 6 टिकट बुक कर सकता है तो ये 7 बंदे रहेंगे जो इस टाइम पे टिकट बुक करेंगे वो एक्सेल शीट बनाता है कि तू ये 4 लोगों का करेगा ये 4 लोगों का करेगा सीट नंबर के साथ हाँ ये सीट नंबर डालेगा और ये सीट नंबर तू बुक करेगा ये सीट नंबर तू इट्स एन इनक्रेडिबल एफर्ट दैट ही पुट्स इन आई थिंक अजिंक्य यू शुड नरेट दिस थिंग
या सो एक्चुअली बहुत ज्यादा प्लानिंग लगता है इस इन चीजों के लिए लाइक ये साउंड करता है कि ग्रुप में जाके मैच देखना इज लॉट ऑफ फन बट इट्स लॉट ऑफ एफर्ट एक्चुअली टू पुट ऑल द पीपल टुगेदर बिकॉज लॉट ऑफ टाइम्स अभी पुराने वानखेड़े में था कि वो बेंचेस थे पुराने वानखेड़े में बैठने को सो नोबडी केयर्ड अबाउट व्हिच सीट नंबर आर दे सिटिंग इन दे जस्ट यूज्ड टू कम एंड सिट तो
खड़े रह के देखते थे
तो इधर भी कैसा होता है कि मतलब अभी सीट नंबर आने के बाद पीपल आर एक्चुअली लाइक अ मूवी टिकट मूवी स्क्रीन लोग जाके देखते हैं अपने सीट पे बैठते हैं तो वी मस्ट मेक श्योर एक्चुअली एवरीबॉडी सिटिंग एट वन प्लेस तो हम लोगों को पता है कि कौन से सीट पे बैठना है क्या करना है तो ये शेड्यूलिंग वगैरह हम लोग पहले से चालू करते हैं बट द प्रॉब्लम विथ The cricket, as we talk, like it's unorganized sport still. The biggest sport in India is still unorganized. It's not properly planned. So it's very true, actually. So if someone like, if you plan something like a Lords guys do the ballot for the next year's test match, abhi unko ballot bhar bhi hai for I think May test match. So aisa kuch India mein agar ho jaye, bahut hi ideal ho jayega because a lot of our guys are sitting in the US, are sitting like. Went to US for their studies. Someone is in Australia. They want to come back and watch a match with us back because they feel connected. They feel like so. One of our guys, Anish, who is the founder member, who is sitting in Boston right now. What he does is he plans his schedule according to the Wankhede Test match, which obviously has not happened in 4 years. So, wo banda is a Catholic. He doesn't come home for Christmas. He comes for a Wankhede Test match. So it's very easy for him to plan actually if these guys announce it beforehand and plan bhi aise hota hai the schedule of matches in India is so weird that a match is planned on the weekdays when nobody can attend so all of us are like working professionals they can't actually go and take leaves 5 days a week because they have to actually go back and plan something with their families as well they don't have leaves maybe chutti nahi milta office mein bahut sare logo ko bahut sare log matlab they are busy in their lives right so it's very important to get a pre notice for something which is as big as this going to happen so it's very critical and tickets bhi nikalna ek bahut bada challenge hai actually we are never sure of attending a match till we have actually booked our tickets together and we are going to watch him together. आज तक ऐसा नहीं हुआ कि हमको टिकट मिला नहीं है, but it's quite a fight every time. So people think that we get complimentary tickets, we don't. We book like the ordinary janta does, And for the record, I have seen 7 or 8 matches एक ही सीट पे बैठ के, मतलब माय सीट इज फिक्स्ड इन वन, मैं किधर भी जाऊं मेरे को एज ब्लॉक में वो पर्टिकुलर 405 या 406 नंबर का सीट इज माय
इज वेरी स्पेसिफिक.
आई एम वेरी पर्टिकुलर अबाउट इट, लाइक राहुल द्रविड़ वाज पर्टिकुलर अबाउट हिज पैड
एंड सचिन तेंदुलकर अबाउट द साइड स्क्रीन.
यस
बेसिकली. तो एसेंशियली व्हाट वी आर ट्राइंग टू से इज दैट ऑल दिस टॉक ऑफ टेस्ट क्रिकेट डाइंग एंड ऑल इज लाइक quite a lot of garbage, I would say, in India, because give people what a kind of a predictable calendar and give people something which they can expect every year, your grounds will still fill up, and Wankhede still does fill up, and a lot of big venues will
I'll
also
say we
fill
don't
up.
Have to take radical steps towards it. We just have to do small things correct, like just arrange a test match around like it happens in Boxing Day, jab sabko chutti hota, everybody comes to the match and watches. It's like a carnival. Arrange something in Diwali, maybe Diwali ka second or third day pe test match chalu karo. Arrange something in Mumbai around like chutti ka time jab hota, December mein arrange karo kuch, jab people have their leaves in hand. Arrange something over the weekend.
The weirdest thing the BCCI will end up doing is that Wankhede mein September mein test match de denge and barish aa jayega, kuch bhi kar sakte hai. Matlab basically that is the kind of happenedness in our calendar that anything can happen basically.
So matlab we don't need to do anything out of the blue. We just need to do the small things right. Yeah, and things will fall into place.
Guys, it was an amazing thing that you asked for. I think I hope someone from BCCI listens to us. I know it's too much. It'll be great to spread the word around. If a lot of people, such fan groups arise in other test playing cities or venues, and then BCCI hears us, and that will be amazing.
Eventually, it should catch up to other sports. So I have a very tiny anecdote related to this. I have been to the other venue on the other side of Wankhede also, which is the Mumbai Hockey Association, just adjacent to it. And even for a niche league like the Hockey India League, even when it was well organized on Saturday evenings and Sunday evenings, the Mumbai team would get full houses even for the local hockey leagues. So there is nothing which will go unsold in Bombay if you package it properly. So just to add, before we finish, so do you guys have any special memories or special crowd interactions with other people?
So we had this experience in 2016 with the Barmy Army, wherein Barmy Army was sitting in Sachin Tendulkar's stand. Those who have been to Wankhede will know that North and Sachin Tendulkar are adjacent to each other, and it's very easy to actually just walk to the other stand. So these guys were sitting in the same stand, in the Sachin Tendulkar stand. We were in the North stand. We were chanting our hearts out. On the last day, they just actually happened to speak to her and us, and just walked across and said you guys are doing a fab job, and you should continue doing such things in India, because in India it's a rarity. And they thanked us. Actually, we exchanged T-shirts. So they invited us to their post-match party in a cafe at Churchgate, wherein they actually chanted India, India. They actually chanted Norstan's tweets. Norstan's chant, sorry. And they gave us their chant book. They gave us their flag. And actually, all of them wrote a message. It was so sweet of these two guys, Andy Thompson and Chris Millard, who actually chanted everything and invited us. It was very sweet of them. And they still are in touch with us. We just wish them luck for their series in South Africa. And they actually...
they'll be touring India this year.
They will be touring India, and we hope to see them. We hope to plan a match with them.
We hope, we hope Wankhede gets a
test
match.
We hope gets a test match, and we hope Barmy Army gets to play one informal match with us on some maidan in Mumbai.
Oh, that would be amazing. Sagar, from you, you have been watching, you said your first match was 2001, India versus Australia. Which would be your favorite match in Wankhede that you have watched?
So, I think for me, I do not have one particular favorite match, but when it comes to innings, so I very vividly remember that Gilchrist innings from 2001. Then Yeah, yeah. And then the Petersons 180 odd, again, fantastic, fabulous innings again in a test match. I think it was 2012. And yeah, yeah. Then very recently, the Kohli double, I think 230 odd against England again. So, I'm not a kind of person who picks out favorites. Like, okay, this was my favorite match because I just love the cricket, whatever it is. So, yesterday in the India-Australia ODI, although we lost and very badly lost, like they scored the total without losing a wicket, but watching some shots which Finch and Warner played was exhilarating in itself. But overall, if I have to say, just watching that team, the 2001 team, Sourav Ganguly, Rahul Dravid, and Tendulkar, and that Australian team, I mean, Langer, Hayden, Ponting, Fleming, Gillespie, Shane Warne. I mean, these guys are icons. You will never ever watch someone as awesome and as beautiful as Shane Warne. I mean, it is just a surreal experience to watch him ball.
The beauty of Test cricket here is that, you know, you recollected several iconic innings and we still remembered each one of them. Petersons, or, you know, that's the beauty of Test cricket in my opinion. Yeah, so, yeah. Sagar, you said you are a leg spinner. You are just coming back from Shivaji Maidan. we very often see tweets from Sachin talking about Shivaji Maidan and the Vada Pav. So, does the Vada Pav there still taste the same when Sachin Tendulkar was eating it in the 80s?
Absolutely. So that thing definitely hasn't changed. In fact, the number of stalls and the thelas, as we call it, to wo to bad gaya hai aaju baaju mein. So now every hook and corner has a vada pav ka thela. So that has not changed. And vada pav, not just Shivaji Park for that matter, matlab Azad Maidan mein chale jao, you go to any other cricket ground in Mumbai, to aas paas mein vada pav ka gaadi and all lagai rehta. And that is, I mean, and it was very, it was fantastic of Sachin to actually acknowledge and say that, kyunki that is a fact. Kyunki hum log bhi jab khelte the, to khelne ke baad, that was the easiest thing, and it was a you can say, of course, not, I would not call it healthy now, jo aajkal jo healthy food ka definition ho gaya, but then that was a perfect thing to have after you've done your morning practice and everything. Easily accessible, cheap, and tasty, yummy food.
Oh my God! Yeah, reminds me of the days I was to. I was not playing club cricket. Gully cricket khel ke khata tha kyunki Sachin khata tha. That was so, guys. It was fantastic talking with you, and you know, not just from a, you know, podcasting point of view. It is amazing to connect with people from Mumbai, cricket fans, and you know, I'm sure there was a time when all four of us were in North Stand and we did not know each other. And we look forward to an occasion where we meet you in North Stand in Wankhede when India is playing a match.
Probably the World Cup final next year. Let's hope.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We'd love to have you here wearing our t-shirts, doing our chants, and, you know, getting involved in the whole phenomenon that we create at the North Stand.
So we have actually spoken for quite a time now, but it feels like we have started and like we have not done yet, and we have plenty to talk.
So there is an open invitation to doing more episodes with us.
Doing that, some of our other members would have also loved to join. Like, so they will be also.
Our podcast is always open, and you know, we are just hoping that this is, you know, start of a good relationship. That, you know, we often talk to each other, learn more about Mumbai cricket and North Stand Gang. Thank you, guys. And, you know, what better day to record this podcast when it was Vinod Kambli's birthday. So, happy birthday, Mr. Vinod Kambli. And, you know, back to you, Ajinkya and Sagar. Thank you so much for finding time for us. And, you know, we hope to reconnect with you guys soon. Until then, keep chanting. Let the chants fly and be behind the Indian cricket team. Thank you so much,
guys. Absolutely, Aditya. And I mean, the pleasure is totally ours. And as you said, cricket talks never end. So just hoping that this is not the end of the, I mean, this is the end of the episode, but start of many such conversations going ahead. So thank you and good luck to you. Keep doing such endeavors in the future.
Thank you, Aditya and Mayuk. It was a pleasure actually to speaking. Like, we are not used to actually recording, like live recording our voice. So it was a bit of a new thing for us, new thing which we tried, but it was fun actually. It was fun talking. And it didn't feel like we were like, we are doing it for the first time. Thanks to you guys. And thanks to the
Oh, no. We are glad that you stayed with us. And, you know, let's hope for more conversations. Thank you so much.